You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We talk about pets here, Dom. Everybody's got them. Well, except Dom. We're going to be talking about.
Pet.
Oh, you do. You have the cat.
You have the Niles.
I forgot about Niles. We're going to be talking about spoiling your pets here, and the routines and the things that you do to pamper your pets. We were kind of laughing about this because the other day I was out at the store and I picked up a Coleman folding cot for my little Goldie Fawn, my little dog. And think of a human size cot that you pop open when you go camping and you put it in your tent. This is a little doggy one, Dom. I'm reading the description here on Amazon. It's a mesh base for ventilation. It helps keep your pet cool and dry, folds up for storage, and it comfortably raises your pet off the ground. And I was like, I got to get this. This is perfect because when we go camping, all the little bugs and stuff are crawling over the dog because she's got to lay on the ground. So now she has a comfortable little pet cot to make her camping experience so much better.
How much was that?
It was like $20.
Oh, that's not much.
It's not much. It was on sale. But, you know, you buy it and you put it in your car, and as I'm driving away, I'm like, what am I doing?
You feel kind of ridiculous, right?
I feel a little ridiculous, but then I'm like, think of the comfort I'm providing to my little dog now. You know? I think it was a very kind thing
to
do. She
has a very, very, very comfortable place to turn around and lick her
butt. Yeah, I mean, think of where the dogs lay when you're camping and stuff. It's in the rock and in the dirt, and there's branches, and now she's going to be comfortable. So we're going to want to know some of the same things that you're doing for your animals today. How are you pampering them?
What's the most ridiculous thing you do for your pet? Now, I do recall somebody that we worked with years ago was talking about, they were actually kind of PO'd about this. But I guess she says that her mom cooked a meal on the stove for her dog almost every night, you know, because the dog was her baby and everything.
I know people like that.
And the coworker said, you know, what pisses me off is that she rarely cooked when I was growing up. And she goes, I swear the dog eats better than she ever fed me because mom will be in that kitchen at the stove and then put it down for the dog to eat. And, you know, she's over there saying, wait a minute, how come you didn't do that for me when I was growing up?
Oh, honey, there's some SpaghettiOs in the cabinet for you. Just eat that.
Yeah, get a box. You know, you prefer cereal, I'm sure. You just get cereal.
There's the dog over there eating out of a crystal dish.
At what point did we kind of shift as a society so that our pets started getting pampered more than
That's a good question. When did that happen?
What was the turning point where suddenly we just started really pampering? And it's not even just cooking for them or buying them things. It's just the ridiculous things we will do. I saw a study a couple of years ago that said a huge number of people, that's what they base their car buying decision on, whether or not their dog will like that vehicle.
Absolutely.
That's like paramount to them, more than the mileage, more than the whatever. Is my dog going to like this vehicle? Nope.
It was a big thing for Subarus, right? The dogs love the Subarus.
They do.
What was the ad campaign? It was Dogs Love Trucks. What was that? Oh, I'll have to look that up. I'll have to Google that. You know, probably the time where the internet really started popping, you know, and there's all these businesses popping up geared towards pets. Where you could go online and get anything you wanted for your little, you know, dogs and cats and everything. Maybe when the internet started popping, man.
It's probably also a bit, not always, but a bit of manipulation on the part of some companies.
It's marketing, sure.
To kind of put into your head that if you don't do this, then you just obviously don't love your pet.
Jennifer on Facebook says, I went out and purchased some Rhino cream. It's really good moisturizer because her dog's paws were getting really rough. Now twice a week I massage their feet with a little bit of Rhino cream.
So the dog is getting a mani-pedi.
Yeah. I might have to look into that for my wife's feet. They're a little rough.
Okay.
Solid burn.
Here's our phone number, 303-691-1MIX. You should call us. What is the most ridiculous thing you think you do for your
pet?
Come
on. How are you pampering them?
You got to be able to laugh about this. And maybe you've been busted by people or you've been shamed by some people because of the way you treat your pet. Quickly, I'm going to read a note from Antoinette. She goes, I was listening to you talk about the ridiculous things people do for their pets, and I wondered if it's true that people leave money for their dog in their will. Yeah, mm-hmm. there was, I think there was even a mind bender about that several years ago about the percentage of people, of pet owners, who have left provisions in their will for their pets. It's way more common than you would think.
Yeah, they want to be taken care of, you know, if they're mm-hmm. they're gone, you know. So
yeah, and they want
smart.
To make sure maybe that certain items from the house don't get, like, sold or given to, you know, Goodwill or something. That's the pets.
Here's a different twist on it. Donna wrote in on her Facebook. She says, "Hey, boys, I crochet little hats for dogs and sell them for $30 each. I make a killing off of them at farmers markets and on Etsy. I sold about 66 little hats last week. Boom, $2,000. I love crazy dog people." That's from Donna.
That's perfect.
Yep. Well done.
People will part with their money for their animals. There's mm-hmm. no doubt. Here's Paula on the phone. Paula, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
We're super.
Yeah, we're ready to have a fun weekend. So what's the crazy thing you do for your pet?
I bought them a stroller.
My mom did that for their pugs. They're big, fat, sloppy pugs.
And they'll get out of the stroller to go potty and then come back to mom and look at me and like, all right, mom, we're done. Let's get back in.
Yeah. Yeah, my parents will go for walks and stuff, you know, like, I don't know, like around Clement Park or whatever, and they got two pugs sitting in the stroller.
Oh, my God. You know, when I lived in Castle Rock, we had a neighbor who was a runner, and she bought one of the, you know, those little, they're like stroller, what are those things called where you put the kid inside and you attach him to the bicycle or whatever?
Oh, like a little bike trolley.
A trolley, like that. Yeah. And they bought one of those things for their dog. They had two kids. The kids were never in it, and she would put her dog in that little thing and then run pushing that.
Why not?
The dog got to go for the run every day. So
there you go.
Give a shout out to your dogs, Paula. What are their
Max,
names?
Max, Mocha the boy, said hi.
Who was a good boy?
Paula, thank you for being on the show. We appreciate it. Here is Uriah. Uriah, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
So what's the most ridiculous thing?
I almost feed my dog, Diego, a whole full course of breakfast meal.
What?
Yeah. Such
like
as?
What?
Like eggs, bacon, maybe if he gets lucky, maybe some ketchup on the side.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Does your dog have a massive diarrhea?
No, but it's hard to sing after.
I don't believe this call at all.
I don't either. Uriah, thank you for being on the show,
though.
Sure
you do.
We appreciate it. Susie, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Hi. What would you say is the craziest thing you've done for your animal?
We bought a camper because I love to go camping and I take my dogs. So we bought a toy hauler so that they could have their own room in the camper and they have their own bed. So I like Jeremy's cot idea, but we did one better and we got in their own bed.
Oh my gosh, Susie. The toy hauler area is made for like a giant ATV.
Yeah, but it fits two Great Danes really well.
Oh, you got Great Danes.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah. Susie.
How big are those poops?
It gives them a ramp.
It's got a little ramp.
They're healthy size. Yeah.
Big. Yeah, they're healthy. All right, give a shout out to your Great Danes. What are their names?
Sophie and Penny.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's funny.
That's my girl.
I got to know, how much did the thing cost you?
It was you, so it was $12,000.
Oh, as a bargain.
Just $12,000 for your dogs. Good for you.
Yeah.
Listen, thank you for being on the show. We hope you have a fun weekend.
Speaking of beds, it's funny. My little Goldie has a bed in our room, and the nightly routine is the kids actually come in. Mm-hmm. And they will tuck the dog in for the night, and she's got her own little pillow, so they make sure that her head is laying on the pillow, and she's got a couple blankets, and they, like, tuck her into the bed and give her a kiss goodnight, and there the dog stays. And she knows every night, it's like we say, Goldie, it's time for bed. She'll run in and wait for the kids to come tuck her in. It's the cutest / most ridiculous thing ever. She's got her own little pillow.
Here comes Katie. Good morning, Katie. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning.
Hi.
Most ridiculous thing you do for your pet. What is it?
I just bought an advent calendar for her.
For like Christmas?
For Christmas.
So you open each little door and there's like a cat turd in there?
They say that some are treats and some are toys.
Really?
That's great.
How much did that cost?
Only $35, so I don't feel as ridiculous after listening to the next call.
Yeah, not the $12,000. $35
no.
though. God, that's funny. Yeah.
Give your dog a shout out.
All right, thanks.
No, what's your dog's name?
Oh, Nala.
Nola.
Like Noah.
Noah? Nola.
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 N-A-L-A.
Like Lion King.
Like Lion King.
Okay.
Nala. Katie, okay. Thank you for the time. Have a great weekend, okay?
All right, thanks. You too.
Bye.
And thank you for your calls. Thanks for making us laugh today.